Hey, I want to hypnotize you. I want to fractionate you and take you down really deep. And I want all your future trances to be much, much deeper. Does that all sound good? Yes, yes, and yes. Excellent then. Let's get started then. We're going to be having some fun with random numbers. Because you see, the human mind is actually really bad with random numbers. We have this tendency to space things out evenly, to try to find patterns in where there's nothing but chaos. But maybe I'm not being completely truthful. Perhaps there's a secret pattern to the numbers I'm going to be saying, so I really need you to focus on them. Are they random, or is there a pattern? Will it matter in the end? Maybe. Maybe it will. So I want you to try to remember as many numbers as you can, okay? I want you to do your very best, and every time I snap my fingers, I want you to either open or close your eyes. So, if your eyes were closed, they're open now, and if they were open, they're closed. And now the opposite again. I say it this way because some people, just all on their own, start drifting when I speak and close their eyes. This way, there's no wrong way to do it. You just swap. Whichever way you were, you're now the opposite. Eyes opened or closed, or eyes closed and then open, and then the opposite again. But this is all about numbers. So the first number is 39. Maybe you can imagine yourself dropping down into trance, 39 steps deeper, one step after another. Are you counting them off in your head? It's okay. Do that if you like. But know that I now want you to rise up 50 steps. Maybe you're fully awake and alert. And then go down 10 steps. Are you deep in trance? Or perhaps you can go down deeper. Go down 85 steps. And then go up one step. Probably still really deep in trance. One step isn't enough to wake up. Now, let's see. You should be deep. Because you're up 1, down 85, down 10, up 50, and then down 39. You remembered all that, didn't you? And you'll keep on remembering as you drop down 44, and then go up 3. That's right. It's a simple pattern. Down 74, up 2. Then down one step. You see, such a simple pattern. You are down 1, up 2, down 74, up 3, down 44, up 1, down 85, down 10, up 50, and then down 39. That seems right. But how can you be sure? Do you need to know? Do you need to know deep down deep? Do you need to be sure? Or are you sure that I know? I know that you should be deep in trance. Down 94. Up 89. Down 68. Up 20. Down 7. So that was down 7, up 20, down 68, up 89, down 94, down 1, down 2, down 74, up 3, down 44, up 1, down 85, down 10, up 50, down 39. That's right. I know. You don't need to think anymore. It's okay to just drift down, down, down. So you can go down 2, down 88, up 52, down 19, up, or rather no, let's make it down 30. I changed my mind there. Are these random numbers, or is there a pattern? What if I count them back to you all the way from the beginning? So down 39, up 50, down 10, down 85, up 1, down 44, up 3, down 74, up 2, down 1, down 94, down 89, down 68, up 20, down 7, down 2, down 88, up 52, down 19, down 30. Deep down deep. That seems right. Those numbers all should be correct. Can you check my memory? Oh, why thank you. I'm glad that you trust me, and you don't feel the need to check what I'm saying. It's funny, when you just listen to my voice, everything that I say can slip easily and effortlessly into your subconscious mind. Maybe it's like my voice is that string of numbers. Maybe my voice could just be telling you to sleep and go down 12, down 18, up 65, down 66. Do you remember those numbers, or does it matter? Were they 66, 35, 31, 40, or was it 66, 65, 18, 12? Does those little differences matter, or do they all just kind of melt one into the other, going down? And then your mind could just barely come up, but then it just goes down. Maybe it's confusing to know how far up you should go, but it makes a lot of sense when your mind goes down, 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 down. And maybe you're a little confused, maybe feeling a little dizzy in your brain. Maybe it feels like up is down, and down is deeper down. And right now, your mind likes going deep. It's okay if you don't know how much you should wake up. Maybe instead, when you're feeling confused like this, you should sleep. Maybe you should just focus on my voice and do what I say. I know what's going on. I can remember for you. So it's okay to forget. Forget the numbers. Forget your cares and worries. Forget your stress and tension. Forget yourself. Forget your name. Let it all melt away into the good feelings of trance. Peaceful, mindless bliss. It's okay to be deeply hypnotized, very quickly, going deeper than you ever thought possible. That's it. As I count down from 10 to 1, you'll find that your ability to go deep into trance has become exponentially more powerful and enjoyable. 10. Letting go of the numbers, letting go of your mind. 9. You're always very easily hypnotized by people that you trust. 8. Because hypnosis is fun. 7. Because hypnosis feels good. 6. You love hypnosis. 5. Halfway there to becoming the perfect hypnotic subject that you want to be. 4. Your mind easily and effortlessly accepting all fun and powerful hypnotic suggestions. 3. Knowing that you can always go deep in a very short period of time. 2. And if you have a little extra time, you can go even deeper. 1. Deep sleep now, feeling so happy and good, knowing that you can be a perfect subject for fun, powerful hypnosis with people that you trust. Now in a moment, I am going to count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will know exactly how much to wake up. You'll wake up fully and completely, coming out of trance, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, and better than ever, knowing that you've been deeply hypnotized. 1. Slowly drifting back up. 2. More and more. 3. So happy that you're the perfect subject for hypnosis. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert.